just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
The word responsibility is very beautiful, but the meaning which is given in the dictionary and the way it's used and the exact meaning of it has lot of variations. Dictionary says that responsibility means to do the duty given to you by somebody, some duty, some work, some job, and do it with a sense of accountability. But that's not the correct definition of the word responsibility. The real meaning is hidden in the word. Responsibility is the ability to respond. And the real way to respond should be spontaneous. The real way to respond should be absolutely new. Life is changing. Past experiences may not be the correct response this time. Life is changing. Every scene is different. What was yesterday is not today. So how can our response remain the same? Even if the situations look similar, and yet the response would be new, because the state of consciousness dictates your response. And the elevated, the more elevated the consciousness, the more elevated the response would be. The more unburdened the consciousness is, the more free and autonomous the response would be. So, when we say the word responsibility, it has a certain burden. It has a sense of heaviness included in it. But when I say that the ability to respond is responsibility, you are free. Your ability to respond and that ability depends on your state of consciousness. So the work is not on actions. They are at the periphery. The work is at the center, where the consciousness is. To live every moment, here and now, this moment is more important than anything else. Now is the biggest moment of my life. Now, this second is more important than everything that transpired in the past. No matter how tiring, difficult, weary, tough, traumatic the past might be, what you are at this moment, that will dictate your response. So life is about responding. Life is about taking charge of your own life. Life is about living in this moment, beat to beat. This moment is the most important moment of this life. Because this very moment would soon become the past. Future is just an imagination. Past is just a memory. Both are dead. Because past is no more there and future is yet to come. So how can it be true? The only truth is this moment. So the work is not about destroying the past or planning for the future. The work is about making this moment beautiful, making this new moment valuable, making this moment the best moment of the life. So when you are sitting here and it is morning, it's 15 past 5. What is going to happen throughout the day, we really do not know. What things are going to happen, we are unaware of. What karmic accounts are going to come, what papers, what circumstances, what situations, what people, what souls, what relationships, what political upheavals, what natural calamities, what old sanskar, we really are not aware of. But we are sure of this moment. If I can make this moment the best moment of my life, then this will become a new memory. Then this will break my addiction of daydreaming, of fantasizing, of creating something unreal. So this is what is known as responsibility. How do you respond? What is your ability to respond? If I plan that this will happen and I will respond in this manner, it may not work. Because you are working at the periphery. Work at the level of consciousness here. Stay awake now, alert. When we all are sitting here, forget what is going to happen in the day. Forget what happened yesterday. This is the new life. This is the new day. This is the beginning of a new journey. Every day is a journey. And we begin the journey at Amritvela. If the beginning is not good, the journey might turn into a nightmare. So begin the journey with all your enthusiasm. Begin the journey with all your energy. And with the aim to live in this moment, now. We all have big stories to tell, because the past is vast. In this last birth, we have so many karmic accounts, so many souls we have met in our life, so many situations, so many circumstances, so many papers, so many events have happened. So many different relationships and the complications in those relationships. Just imagine this one birth, you have all this. What about the 62 births? So things are complex. So I am not here to dig into the past and try to solve why this happened and why that happened. Just put a full stop and start anew. Everything new. Now, this moment. This is a very small thought, but very powerful. When you all are sitting here, just sit here in this moment. If you are listening, just listen. If you are sitting, just sit. Let no other thought enter the mind. Be one with this moment. Sitting here and thinking of something else would be the waste. But that's why you have to begin with baby steps. Any great achievement doesn't come to you with your hands down, but it takes great effort. So, but we can begin those baby steps. And what are the baby steps? To live in this moment. Start living in this moment. Now. When you sit and listen, just listen. Be one with every word. When you eat, just eat. Forget every other thing. When you sit in the Murli class, just sit there. As if you are an empty vessel. And the divine rain is coming upon you. When you walk, just walk. Focused. With the awareness that I am walking. When you walk, walk with complete awareness. Complete alertfulness, complete awareness, watchfulness. That's the keyword. So Baba says, become responsible. And stay aware of your responsibility. And the real meaning of responsibility is your ability to respond, to sharpen this ability to respond. Every moment is so new. So you can take help of the past experiences, but every response should be a new response. It is not about right or wrong. It's about the state of awareness with which you responded. If you are awake, then whatever the result, you will learn from it. So we are discussing the first Avyakta Murli, 21st January 1969. Yesterday we saw about the different directions Baba gave. What will happen, how things will happen. And you have a mammoth task in front of you to revise all the Murlis. Study them. And we discussed about reading and part. Reading is just a cerebral task. But your reading should become an emotional involvement. When you read something, pour your whole being into it. That is known as responsibility. That is known as responding from the core. That is known as your whole soul is drowned in that moment. Let's move ahead. So Baba is asking, are there any more questions? Do you have any more questions? You must be thinking that people will say that your Brahma has gone away in less than 100 years. So questions and questions and questions. We are embodiments of questions. Avatar of questions. The moment we find new person, we attack him with our questions. And know well that nobody will ever give you answer to any one of your questions. It is just a waste of time. It is just a show off, nothing else. How can somebody else answer your question? Because whatever answer you get, 110 new questions will arise from those answers. So it's a stupidity and foolishness to keep on asking questions. What is this? What is that? How will I do Amrit Vela? How will I manage in life and this and that? All answers are within you. In your subconscious mind, all answers are hidden. Just be in touch with that sun of knowledge. The answers would automatically flow. It will not come out from some other person. It is within you. You are just satisfying your ego. Nothing else. It is just an entertainment. Nothing else. Just go in silence. And you get all the answers. Just retire in solitude. All answers will come to you. Fill yourself with that divine love of God. All answers will come to you. Answers are not there in words. In fact, the very desire to seek answer is stupidity. Questions should be destroyed. The aim is not to seek answers. The aim is to destroy questions. And how do you destroy questions? When you go beyond mind, because all questions are arising from the mind, this is soul, which is full of happiness, peace, Satchit Ananda. It's here, there are no questions. But when you operate at the level of mind, you have 10 questions today, 20 questions tomorrow. Because mind is always in the state of fluctuation. Mind is disturbed, that's why questions are there. And questions arising from disturbed mind can never be solved. Spirituality is to go beyond mind. Mind is very cunning. That's why Baba says, practice soul consciousness. He's indirectly telling us to go beyond thoughts. Are there any more questions? You must be thinking that people will ask you, Brahma has gone away in less than 100 years. So Baba is saying, this is a very easy question. It's not difficult. His age was nearly 100. He was 93. It's fine. Okay, if they are not satisfied. The fact that the 100 years have been mentioned is not wrong. If there are any left, he will complete them in the angelic form. So he will become 100 years. Why did Brahma create Brahmins? Will Brahma not see his own creation in the future? Will he not give you the crown of responsibility at the confluence age? Otherwise, how will you become the deities of the golden age? All the responsibility here lays the foundation for there. That is why. This is why I give the reply to whosoever asks you, children, questions that the establishment through Brahma has to continue. So Baba is saying, there is nothing to get surprised. People will keep on asking you hundreds of questions. And don't think that if you answer all their questions, they will come into Gyan. Because they are not asking questions for the clarification of Gyan. They are asking questions for the satisfaction of their ego rather. Coming in Gyan has nothing to do with getting answers to all the questions. So Baba says, Brahma created Brahmins. So Brahma has his own part, Brahmins have their parts. The part of Brahma was establishment. And then Brahma has given responsibility upon Brahmins. And what is the definition of responsibility? Ability to respond. How do you respond? So let this response be of this moment. With full awareness, with full soul consciousness. Just remain soul consciousness. You don't have to work on actions. You don't have to work on behavior. You don't have to work on etiquettes. You don't have to work on manners. While society teaches us to work on manners, etiquettes, actions, these are secondary, these are superficial. This is outside. This is on the periphery. This is on the circumference. Do this, don't do that. Wake up at this time, eat this, eat don't eat that. Do you think that if you follow the set of rules, you will become a yogi? Rather, it will fill you with ego. Because you eat particular type of food and others don't eat. So that makes you egoistic. You wear a particular type of dress others don't wear. That makes you egoistic. You have a particular size and shape of the batch which others don't have and that makes you egoistic. You live at a particular place and others don't live. You have a certain label in front of your name or those degrees, titles, and you move everywhere with those titles. I am this, I am that. The desire for acknowledgement, the desire for fame, the desire to be in the limelight, the desire that people should know me is the worst of all the desires. The desire for fame is the worst of all the desires. And for a yogi to have this desire is a sure shot pathway towards the downfall. Spiritual life is the life of an incognito warrior. It has nothing to do with the world, the recognition, the name, the fame, the glory, the status, the post. Rather, these are the obstructions in the spiritual path. A spiritual seeker wants to remain hidden. Nobody should know me. That's the deepest desire of a yogi. This is another thing that he becomes known to others. But then inside there is no such desire. Rather, he desires exactly the opposite. So Baba, Brahma was created for establishment. Through Brahma were created Brahmins and they were given the responsibility. So Baba is saying, you have been given the crown of responsibility. That doesn't mean that he has given you some burden. That doesn't mean that now you carry some load. Responsibility is not about loading, it is about unloading. The time at the end of the children's study has come very close. The signal has been given to you in each Murli since Mama left is the one. If you were told about that beforehand, would that be a paper? A paper is that which takes place suddenly. What did Baba see in the result? No one passed fully. There was little weakness seen in each one. Even then it is good because this is still the time of effort. According to that, the result can only be good. So Baba said the paper has come to you and it has come suddenly. And don't ever think that the paper will be known to you beforehand. When things will always happen suddenly. That's why the word responsibility is all the more important. What, how you respond at that particular moment. That is life. That is spirituality. It is, you cannot have preformed answers. You cannot have ready-made answer sheets. The question is in front of you now. So give the answer at that moment. Without any preparation. The preparation is at the level of consciousness, not at the level of mind. The preparation is at the level of center, not at the level of periphery. Then the answers would come from the core, from the consciousness. And every answer would be right answer then. Otherwise, you will be uncertain. Om Shanti.